Very safe. Coming up next, Sarah Miller.
So I'm alum, class of 2006, so I printed mine. Because that's what we did back then. Okay, so when Kevin told me that the prompt was memory lane, a lot of different things came to mind for me. Late college nights, weekends in the city with friends, the living hell that was 6 full years of my life working as a junk mail specialist. But the one thing that I kept thinking of most were my memories of cruising down interstates, highways, and back roads on the annual summer vacation my family took. So I grew up in a really conservative middle-class household not far from here, and my parents made a good living, and while some years were better than others, they always made a point to take my sister and me on a trip every summer. Since plane tickets were deemed too expensive, we would pack up our family minivan with a cooler full of snacks and head to far-off locales such as Washington, D.C., Orlando, and Santa Claus, Indiana. Often, we'd be in the car for 7 or 8 hour stretches with a couple of bathroom breaks and a lot of time on our hands. My mom tried hard each year to entertain us, but after a couple hours, everyone was sick of talking and ready to settle in and listen to some music. Now, in my family, there's only one artist that everyone will consent to listen to, and that is Jimmy Buffett. So, whether it was appropriate or not, both my sister and I were raised to sing about margaritas, pirates, and sex on beaches. So, Buffett has always spoken to us as a family. On road trips, we'd put on tape after tape of his albums, sing along together. We gladly identified ourselves as parrot heads, and we never got sick of his songs. As I grew older, the more I listened to his music, the more I enjoyed it. All through college, I discovered new artists and genres, but Jimmy's songs still had held a special place in my heart. His music became the perfect thing to study to, walk to class to, and, much to the annoyance of my dorm mates, blast from my computer while getting ready for the night. Spring semester of my senior year, my parents let me know they had a surprise for me. As part of my graduation present, they were taking us up to Alpine Valley in Wisconsin to see Buffett in concert with a group of their parrothead friends. I was equal parts excited and skeptical. Sure, I wanted to see Jimmy, but I doubted I'd have fun hanging out with a bunch of adults in their mid-40s. Plus, I wanted to drink before the concert, and there was no way that they could keep up with someone who had gotten a degree in the art of partying in college. The first sign that I was dead wrong was when our caravan of SUVs got stuck in gridlock traffic on the way up to Wisconsin. Each car had been given a walkie-talkie for the ride, and ours crackled to life and told us to open up for a special delivery. Before I knew it, one of my parents' friends had jumped out of the car in front of us with a tray of Jell-O shots. She proceeded to go up and down our caravan, making sure everyone, including drivers, took at least two. The conversations got wilder as Coronas were taken out of coolers and Buffett blasted from the stereos. That was the tamest part of our trip. The next day, we got to the tailgating area of the concert at 10 a.m. I was handed drink after drink as I watched all ages of people let their hair down, take their clothes off, and embrace hedonism. I was asked to flash several different groups of people, given a ridiculous amount of shots, and invited into a clothing-optional blow-up pool in front of my father. Yes, that particular moment was just as awkward as it sounds. I saw paper mache volcanoes built into truck beds, giant blow-up sharks, and smelled weed everywhere we went. By concert time, I was feeling fantastic. Somehow, my parents and their friends were fine after drinking the entire day. I was stumbling and promptly fell on my ass, spilling a beer inside the venue. They picked me up and helped me to our spot on the lawn. As I joined in with hundreds of people singing along to every word, I realized I was being baptized into the church of Buffett. It was incredible. I was drunk, teary, and loving each minute. Young, old, smashed, high, or sober, the audience was united in their love of Jimmy. That night, Alpine Valley, Wisconsin had become a beach resort destination. From then on, I was hooked. Each additional concert I've attended has been a family bonding experience, and his music still plays an important part in our lives. In 2008, we took my younger sister and her boyfriend to their first show in Chicago. 9 months later, my niece was born. True story. A couple of years after that, my dad and I traveled to Nashville to see Buffett with a group of parrot heads. We spent the weekend stumbling in and out of honky-tonks, eating barbecue, and had shots poured in our mouths by half-dressed coyote ugly bartenders. Strangely, that moment was not as awkward as it sounds. This summer, the whole family drove back to Chicago to see Buffett together. We set up our tailgate on a 98-degree day and had the time of our lives. We drank margaritas, invited random strangers over for shots, and worshipped at the altar of Jimmy. We went wild when my dad was featured on the big screen at the concert in his homemade shark fin hat. Every important Miller family holiday, wedding, or birthday involves celebrating with Jimmy's music. We started taking my niece to Buffett tribute band concerts when she was 6 months old. When we're all together and one of his songs comes on, we will take over your dance floor. As odd as it may seem, Jimmy Buffett's tales of boats, bars, beaches, and beers continue to unite us year after year. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I did not know any of that about Jimmy Buffett fans. You guys go hard, man. You know, at Springsteen concerts, people just gather around before the show and talk about the economy. Talk about, oh man, that steel mill sure is a bummer, it closed down.